Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm sure everybody you've seen content creators and influencers are using it for their content. Radio shows are talking about it. Love weekend is nearly here. However, once the weekend is gone, you need to make sure you're on your best behavior right up until at least midnight on Tuesday. Because apparently Red Tuesday is the name being given to a spike in breakups that reportedly happen after the weekend when couples have spent more time together and have had space to reflect on where things are going. Relationship experts say unresolved issues often come to a head once normal routine resumes. Is it not like a really bad idea to be in a constant state of fear that your relationship is going to end? You know what I mean? And I do know that relationship anxiety is a thing.
They just have the Monday. And if they get by the Tuesday, they're in the clear.
I will say this research, though, exactly. Yeah. This research isn't suggesting that it's just the Tuesday after Valentine's Day. The timing also makes sense psychologically. People are more likely to act after they've had time to think things through. Yeah, I really wish I was that kind of a person, because I don't know about you guys, but I got an email, like, it must have been 7 p.m. yesterday. That annoyed me, and bing, 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 bam. I'm like, passive aggressive, hi, hope this finds you well, aggressive reply. And after I sent it, my other half turned to me and she was like, okay, how about we sleep on this and then we get a reply sent in the morning. I was like, oh, I've already sent one. I know. And then I got kind of thick with my other half. I was like, well, I'm allowed to just reply, you know what I mean? I'm going to message her now after this. I'm going to say, look, I think you read the right, because I'm regretting sending the reply already.
The girls are always right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rather than during the emotion of the weekend itself or the emotion of getting an email that's really annoyed you. So if your phone buzzes with a message on a Tuesday, you're definitely not alone. So everyone checking their phones on Tuesday are going to be like, hey, what's actually going on here? This is mad to me.
It makes a lot of sense, though, like when you actually think about it, because you have all that weekend and then you're kind of left to your own devices on the Monday and you're like, wait.
What about the people that live together? Everything just runs into one, really. It's like, okay, the weekend to me is just when you live with your other half, it's like, it's not like you're seeing them at the weekend. Do you get me? Yeah, and then you've got time to think about your time with them, because you see them at the weekend, then you go home with them, you sleep with them, you wake up with them the next morning, and you continue to see them. So when do you reflect?
But then Monday, Tuesday at work, though. Coming into work, you're not with them, you're not around them, and then you go, ah, yeah.
This is coming from some. This sounds like it's coming from a man who's done this before. He's like,
no, I'm literally, I'm psychologically thinking about it. Get into the mindset.
So, in a nutshell, Valentine's weekend, everyone's talking about it. If you are looking forward to it, just make sure you're on your best behavior right up until Tuesday.
Get a good present.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you plan then on not being on your best behavior, you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to do that. And then you're back on your best behavior Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Just break the week up nicely and split it up so that you can stay in that beautiful relationship that you're in. All right?
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.